all for joining us this evening to worship our God in a unique setting. We vividly serve a God whose greatness is unparalleled, incomparable, and unequal. He vividly shows this to us through what he has done in creation and sustaining of this world. As we read stories and testimonies out of God's word tonight, be encouraged that this is God and our God forever and ever. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. To start off the evening, let's stand and sing from Psalter 394, based on Psalm 145, which will be our guide tonight.
Faithful and merciful God, not only to believers, but also to their children, to the third and fourth generation up to those who fear him. We read in Luke 18, "Then they also brought infants to him, that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God." And in 1 Chronicles 16 we read, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give this land of Canaan as an atonement of your inheritance. Sing to the Lord, all earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. Psalm 45, verse 4 says, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Let's sing of this covenant faithfulness in the words of Psalter 2:13, and ye servants of God.
No better representation of this than the Lord Jesus bringing the dead to life. We see this through the life of Lazarus in John 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. Therefore the sisters sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. He said to the disciples, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Let us go to him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Martha went and met him. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, who opened the eyes of the blind, also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness." Let's stand and sing 2 songs of the majesty of God, "How Great Thou Art," and Psalter 241.
Thank you.
Now early in the morning, Jesus came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This, they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman was standing there in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Let's stand and sing together from Psalter 283, And Jesus Paid It All.
The Lord showed his incredible power on Mount Carmel when Elijah confronted Israel about worshiping idols. After they gathered on the mount, Elijah and the prophets of Baal agreed that whichever God responded to the burnt sacrifices with fire would be glorified as God. We read in 1 Kings 18, "Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, 'Choose one bull for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it.' So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning eve till noon, saying, 'O Baal, hear us!' But there was no voice. No one answered. Then they leaved about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, 'Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and needs to be awakened.' So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until blood gushed out on them. Then when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, 'Come near to me.' So the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, 'Israel shall be your name.' Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he had made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 sieves of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bowl in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, 'Fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.' Then he said, 'Do it a second time.' And they did it a second time. And he said, 'Do it a third time.' And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, 'Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.' Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust. And it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, 'The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.'" Psalm 145 says, "All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." Let's stand as we sing of the holiness of God.
say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. Let's sing of God's sustaining grace in the beautiful hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. However, the Lord is also a God of justice, who will destroy those who do not turn to him in faith. We see this in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. We read in Genesis 19, Now two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Then the men said to Lot, Have you anyone here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, Get up, get out of this place. For the Lord will destroy the city. But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But the wicked he will destroy. Let's sing of the Lord's justice in Psalter 16, "The Lord, the righteous judge."
In history, we see the Lord's hand guiding and directing his people in the way that he wants them to go. A well-known illustration of this is of God's care for the Israelites as they travel through the wilderness to the promised land. In Exodus 33, we read, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Depart and go up from here, you and the people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it.' Then Moses said to the Lord, 'You say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people.' And he said, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.' Then he said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are on the face of the earth.' So the Lord said to Moses, 'I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name.'" Psalm 145 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works." Let's sing "The Perfect Wisdom of Our God," a song written by Keith Getty, which reminds us of God's infinite and perfect wisdom in all events of life.
Thank you.
O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all those who love him. Let's stand as we sing Psalter 309.
As we have already heard, the Lord is a gracious God who has mercy on many, but who will also have his justice through the destruction of the wicked on the last day. Let us now sing from Psalter 16, The Lord, the Righteous Judge.
Thank you.
We serve a God who is eternal, who never changes, and who will make all things new. Revelation 21 says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there is no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son.'" Psalm 145 says, "My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever." We'll have a solo from Mark Gelderman, after which we'll sing the praise of Almighty God.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As a shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. In the highest, Hosanna to your King. Once again the scene was changed, new earth it seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its street, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming tonight and participating in this program. We trust that the Lord's name has been exalted and his name has been praised. I know that was the desire of the organizers of this event. We know that it wouldn't be possible without their input, and we are thankful to them for it. We are thankful that you have taken upon yourself to organize this for us, that we could come here this evening. It's a wonderful way to prepare our hearts even for coming to worship tomorrow. As we join together in song, we most certainly are reminded again of the glorious riches that are ours in Christ Jesus, and also the God whom we worship, also in corporate worship, tomorrow. And what a blessing that is, that we may follow this evening up with a morning of worship tomorrow. And may the Lord's name truly be exalted by us, not only on these occasions, but also in our whole lives, in all that we do and say. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. And I think that there's one more closing song. And also, there are refreshments in the fellowship gym behind us here. You're all welcome to join us there. Let's have a word of closing prayer. Oh, gracious and eternal God, we have heard something of your greatness and glory through your word and through these songs which we have sung together. And we have been reminded again of your glorious majesty. We have known this in the past. We have heard it in the past. But again tonight, we have been able to focus upon how that the Psalms in particular, they reveal something of your greatness and glory to us, and particularly Psalm 145. And may that Psalm become increasingly more precious to us, also through this evening, that as a result of it, that as we read it again, we would break out into praise to your holy name. Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity that you've given to us, that we may gather here tonight, and that we could gather together in singing together and in witnessing and something of your glorious majesty, also in being able to participate in this program. We're thankful for all the musicians who have led us and those who have organized this event. And we are thankful for the gifts that you've given to them, that they might lead us in this service of praise even tonight. We pray that you be with us through the evening, giving us a good night of rest, also as we return to our homes, and equipping us and blessing us and refreshing us for a morning and a day of worship also tomorrow. We pray, Lord, that you would bring us here or to our place of worship, that we would serve you, the living God, and we would honor you in our life, in the way that we live our lives in commitment unto you. Forgive that which was sinful also this night. Lord, when those songs which we have sung were not entirely reflective of what lived in our hearts, and we pray for the working of your Spirit also through the words which we have heard and the words that we have sung this evening, that the words which we have spoken with our mouths might indeed increasingly become the reality that lives in our hearts. We know that we are dependent upon your Holy Spirit to do so, and we pray that you would work in us also, O Lord, in this way, that we would come to love you more, to serve you more fully, and to honor you with our whole lives, that we might love you with in every way, in thought, in word, and in deed. Lord, bless us further in this night and keep us in your tender, gracious, fatherly care. We pray this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.